Talk about the physicality of the matchups against Pittsburgh in the 70s. What was that like?
Well, it was the Steel Curtains versus our Hall of Fame offensive line. And whoever dominated the line of scrimmage usually won the game. I mean, we played Pittsburgh in, well, 72 was the immaculate reception. 73, we played them in the first round of playoffs. Again, 1974, we played them again for the championship game. 75, the championship game. 76, the championship game. 5 straight years playing the Pittsburgh Steelers for the first round of the playoff, and then 3 straight years in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl. I'd have 2 more rings because they beat us twice in the championship game in 74 and 75, and we had the best record. And in 76, we beat them. But just a great rival. I mean, when the Raiders played the Steelers, you know, that last week, that whole era of that rivalry. There was no better rivalry in the 70s than the Steelers or the Raiders. Because whoever won that game, or that championship game, or that playoff game, was going to go to the Super Bowl. And they beat me 2 out of the 3 in the championship game. And we always know whoever won that game was going to win the Super Bowl. So when we dominate them and won the championship game, won the Super Bowl, we dominated and won the Super Bowl. And then when Pittsburgh won the 2 championship game against us in 74 and 75, they won on the Super Bowl. So it was just a great rivalry, very physical rivalry, because it was a steel curtain against our Hall of Fame offensive line. So just a great rivalry. A rivalry probably we never relive today because it was just so intense.
When you knew you were up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, did you have the thought of, oh, here we go again, or, okay, this is it. This is the team that we have to beat, and then we've made it.
Well, you know, playing those guys, I mean, they were physical, but we were physical too, you know. And they knew it wasn't going to be no cakewalk. And you know, we were led not by our – Pittsburgh was led by their defensive front four and the steel curtain. But we had a secondary with George Atkinson and Jack Tatum and Willie Brown and Alonzo Thomas was almost like the steel curtain's front four, because ours was in the secondary, because we had headhunters. You know, they had the physical people up front, but we had headhunters in our secondary. And if you talk to Lynn Swann, or if you talk to John Sturt, where if they didn't watch that, they might, after the game, well, they probably wouldn't even have a head if it was legal, because we had headhunters in our secondary. But just a great rivalry between those two teams in the 70s.